trying to get notoriety or move forward with networking, you know, to further your brand, stop having your business page on private.
Yeah, that does not make sense.
Please stop doing that. That is the don't do that. Don't do it. This is not the streets, okay? This is not your personal page. This ain't something like, oh, niggas trying to catch me lacking. No. You need everybody to see this, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, it's illegal, but guess what? There's so many other things that's going on. I'm pretty sure nobody's going to give a fuck as long as you're not making too much noise in the wrong way, all right? So please make that public. Thank you. Because it was a couple of vendors that I saw at the Art and Spark event. And I got their Instagram, and it was just like private. I'm like,
why? Like, what's the point? you just defeat the whole purpose of having Instagram.
Just like, if you're a rapper, why the fuck is your page private?
Yeah,
you're not Uzi. Doesn't make sense. Uzi, his shit was private. Like,
wow, really?
Yeah, it took like me 3 months to actually get into his shit.
Wait, sorry,
to get accepted.
random quest. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, just wondering, like, huh, Lil Uzi, accept your follow quest. I'm like, the fuck?
I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yo, that's crazy. That's so random.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, if you take your shit off private, it's random as fuck, but if you take your shit off private when you have, like, probably hundreds of thousands of private requests, like Lil Uzi probably does it just accept all of them by default?
No.
It doesn't?
No. You gotta, you literally jump through all of
nigga,
them one by one.
He must hire somebody to do that.
If he did, then damn. You fucking up.
Yeah.
You fucking up. But welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Panty Player, aka the MILF Taker. What's up? Yeah, tell your auntie leave the light on for me. And I also got my main man.
It's your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast, guys.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
We here.
Don't remember what episode this is.
We in the hundreds.
Yeah. We somewhere in the hundreds.
We still adding pressure on their necks.
Yeah, we still all doing right. Work, my nigga.
Yes, bro. We still out here.
Y'all think we was going quit?
Nigga, no shade, but can't stop, won't stop, and we not falling off like some of these other podcasts. No shade.
Ain't gonna say no names.
Yeah, ain't no names, but y'all know who you is.
All right, first thing I want to get into. I didn't really figure this out. I don't know what thing I'm gonna get into. It's a lot to talk about, right? Because it's been a while since we filmed. We got work and shit like that. Our schedules don't line up.
It's like when you go a whole week and you actually can collect.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Bunch of topics to talk about. Yeah, and it's like it's relevant within that week too. So if it comes out the next week, still relevant.
Yeah, still. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I guess the first thing I want to talk about is you. Okay, so we both heard about the woman that came out that she molested a boy. Let's call it what it is. She raped him.
Terms of service.
Statutory rape. That's exactly what it is.
You're right.
And she served no jail time. Did you see that?
What the fuck?
There's a few that came out after that, though. Because, first of all, this is the most random thing I've ever seen in history where a slew of women just come out molesting kids. Like,
hold up. Where the fuck were y'all when I was in school? Like, what the fuck? Where was y'all at? I was trying to get active. Like, what's up? Was it because I look like a kid? Oh, you know it, but that ain't stop this.
Like, was it because I look like a kid? Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
That was so dark.
Yes. It was because you were a kid. Yeah.
I think that joke flies a little bit better because it's a woman, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not even trying to be sexist here, but.
Well, if I'm being like, and I hate to be the guy in the room, but your ideology is the reason why society looks at this way differently. And the reason why she didn't serve any jail time is because we don't look at it the same as if a man was fucking a young girl. Yeah. Like, we don't look at those two the same.
They'll look at older men. Oh, wait, the light.
It hasn't been plugged up this whole time. I have to charge my phone, so.
Oh, okay. My bad. But they'll look at an older man messing with a younger female as him being manipulative.
And a predator, yes.
Yeah, but let's say it's the other way around. Oh, no, she's just exploring her options, or she just wants a more mature man. Like, what?
Like, well, no, wait, I don't get it.
I don't know. That's just that was one of the ways that they explained it. I don't really give a fuck, like, honestly.
It's like, I think the ideology of, because I learned about this so young, I was watching South Park, and Ike was getting molested by his kindergarten teacher, I think, or preschool, whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't think he even knew it for real.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and then the whole town, males, was like, Nice. But she's hot. Nice.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, but like, shit, wait, where you at? I'm looking for.
But I think as long as we have this ideology, we shouldn't get mad at bitches not getting jail time.
Cause so let me ask ourselves. You. All right, so let's say you have a son, and he was molested in, let's say, the fourth grade. What would be your response? Obviously by a woman, but. You know, just gotta add that in for context.
I mean, okay, so if I'm just trying to be as realistic as possible, I would like to think of myself as being more socially aware now, understanding that, okay, as a youngin', if I was to hear about this situation, maybe I was, if you gave me the same theoretical question when I was younger, I'd be like, shit, man, my nigga, yeah, nigga, you fucking the old hoes. But like, as I get older now, I'm like, bro, that's not really okay.
Yeah,
like,
and I feel that. I definitely feel that. I'm like, you really just fucked up my child.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, honestly, like, mentally, for the rest of his life, he's now exposed to sex and now he's growing up early.
Yeah, exactly. Now
there's nothing I can do about that.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know if I would take it the same way as a man molesting my daughter, though.
Oh, nigga, you're
still
dead.
It's, like, yeah, it's still a different thing. I think I would have to kill you. But, like,
yeah, must have, must have.
In the other way around, I don't know. I think I'd be upset, like, of course, because it's still molestation.
I'm selling. Yeah.
You know what? You're smart. Yeah,
fuck
that's a smart way of handling that.
Yeah, fuck the violent shit. Right, you really want to hit somebody where it hurt? Hit them with the pen.
I'm not suing somebody for molesting my child. I'm like, honestly, that just seemed like a bitch way to go out.
Look,
go out.
I don't want to sit here and like be in prison.
Bruh, ain't gonna lie.
It's worth being in prison. Like, yes, that is something that I can sit here and say, hands down, if you crash out over your child, I do not look at you or bat an eye at you.
Absolutely not.
Like, but at the same time, as a responsible adult, I cannot sit here and like endorse that. Or I can't agree with it.
Depending on a judge. You make it off though. Hey, I mean, you seen the dude, he killed that man on live television. Had his daughter molested. He like, you know what, I ain't going out like no, I'm gonna kill this man even if I have to get locked up. Cause honestly, I feel him on that. I think I might be the same exact way.
Yeah, cause it's like, bro, but at the same time, it's like, if you're in there, who's gonna protect her?
I mean, of course, but
that's the only hindsight is always
20. Yeah, exactly. In the situation where you just found out, oh, I think the context was he sold his daughter into sex slavery or something like that.
It was something crazy.
And the dude was getting like extradited and he fucking turned around, boom, shot him in the head. And it's like, yeah, you can argue that he was wrong. Yeah, it was a crime of passion too. You can argue that in a courtroom and be completely justified.
Technically, it really is.
I mean, I'm just saying, depending on the judge, depending on how they see the law, wherever you're at.
Depending on the lawyer, nigga.
That too.
They can convey it in the way that the judge will actually see it fair or see it as fit in his eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
So shit.
Well, honestly, his or hers, you know.
Like, if I'm being realistic and able to look outside the situation, not looking into like, oh, if this is my child type shit, but look outside of it. Yeah, sure, you shouldn't crash out. But if you do, I get it. I fucking get it.
I can't be mad at it.
That's a connection that, like, father, daughter, mother, son, mother, daughter. It's just a different connection.
That's something you can't pay for. That's something money can't buy. It's priceless. Like, so serious.
But y'all need to keep that same energy just to end this off. I think y'all need to keep that same energy for these women molesting these kids.
Yeah.
It's not okay. I know toxic niggas, and there's still niggas to this day that's not socially aware, that's like, oh, nice. Like, it was a teacher fucking a kid. Cool.
And it's like, granted, with just being, having the lack of intelligence or just the ignorant, being ignorant. Like being in blissful ignorance. There we go. Because I don't know why I couldn't like get that shit. But being in blissful ignorance, you'll say, nice. I'm proud of you, my nigga. But if you actually are emotionally intelligent and you understand the long-term repercussions that's going to weigh on this child's like mental state, then you would actually understand that, nah, this is more harm than good.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But this is a random question. Like, do you think in like 20 years we're going to have like non-binary judges?
That is such a random question.
I know. Like, I told you, random as fuck.
Okay. non-binary judges is
like,
crazy.
Like, because if you think, like, okay, hear me out though. A lot of okay. This is really hot. This is really hot.
You're coming in really hot.
You're really fucking hot. Really fucking hot.
Steaming. Steaming, nigga. Scorching.
All right, but hear me out. A lot of the judges that we see, like, let's say on TV, or we see, like, in actual courtrooms and shit like that, like judge magistrates.
Yeah.
They're usually older, you know.
Traditional.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're more so leaning towards being liberal, not being liberal, but more so conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but in about 20 years, when, you know, the older generation dies off, do you think that that would actually, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we probably got.
Bleed into Congress?
Yeah. I think we probably got non-binary people in like, you know, government and shit. I think that's probably true.
True.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
yeah, it's just like a natural evolution of things.
Yeah, though. Like, do you think like that? Do you think that?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, so. like Judge Judy and shit, like non-binary and Judge Judy.
Nah, like old conservative people don't ever change their ways.
Like, yeah, Jesse, they're like old dogs. You can't teach them no new tricks.
Yeah, like no. Jesse Lee Peterson, I think that's his name. Whatever the fuck his name is, like that nigga's not changing. He's an old black conservative. Yep. You're not changing his mind. He thinks if you're a Democrat, you're a woman. He straight up. You know who Destiny is? He a YouTuber. It don't really matter if you don't.
He sounds familiar. But go ahead.
He was like having like a debate type of thing, and then he asked him, was he a Democrat or Republican? And Jesse Lee Peterson, I think that's his name.
I called him a beta.
He was like, oh, so how? What? Like, are you a Democrat or Republican? And Destiny was like, well, I grew up Republican, but I turned, I guess, sort of Democrat over the years. This nigga was like. So at what age did you decide to become a woman? Oh, shit. I'm like, nigga, what are you talking about? Shit. Because in his mind, he equates being Democrat as being a woman.
Yo, first of all, you really just disrespect this man's religion like that.
Like, damn. His
political party don't give a fuck. Like, damn, bro. He said, bro, fuck you. Fuck your political party, nigga. I ain't with that funny ass shit. Yeah, no weirdo ass nigga.
But I say that to say that, like, old conservative people don't change their views on anything. So Judge Judy is not going to just all of a sudden be non-binary, but the you know, judges to be coming up are definitely going to be non-binary. It's going to be really common, I think. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, especially with the gay agenda. I'm just playing. No, that's a joke. That's a joke, ass. Y'all.
Yeah, like, please do not take this.
Yeah, yeah, it's a joke, all right? Yeah, so y'all don't fucking get triggered.
Butthurt ass niggas that want to take shit to the comment section. You start a whole goddamn war in this bitch for no goddamn reason.
So you want
to
go ahead and get into
that? We can go ahead. And this is a perfect segue.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like, so... It was somebody, Marshmelanin _ however the fuck. She blocked us, unfollowed, okay, because she had a problem with a video that I posted on my story. So y'all can actually get context. Here's the video.
Do you still got the video?
Yeah, I'm okay. Nigga, I sent it to you already.
Oh yeah, right. But when you sent it to me, it's literally in this small ass fucking blurry ass pit. like that. Has, I guess. Well, my phone recording right now.
Okay, hold on. I got you. Give me a second. But I'll send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you. But yeah, so basically, it was just to give us a refresher of it. I'm gonna go ahead and play that. So. You gay.
First of all, it was such a problematic question in the first place. Let me just add that.
Yeah.
Like, I think putting somebody out there like that to answer a really hard question, a heterosexual man like this, is crazy.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Pay triple gas prices or date a transgender? I'll pay 10 times the amount. You pay 10 times the gas price? Why? Because I'm good. I'm still going to get around. My car going to be good. I'm just not dating no trannies, though. But isn't that like discrimination a little bit? If it is, it is. I don't give a fuck. I'm not dating no transgender, though, because I'm a man. I'm a male that like females.
Okay, so now that you guys have heard the video, first of all, leave in the comments if y'all think that is transphobic.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, definitely.
Second of all, okay, so what happened was I don't watch your stories normally. I don't watch people's story, period.
I know.
So I didn't know about this. But she came into the podcast page, like you said, and she was like, you know, your co-host, you like, it's following this like trend. Hold on, let me just pull it up. Quote it.
Yeah. I can't see it because she blocked my ass.
Damn, she straight up blocked you?
Yes. Blocked me and wait, she unfollowed me. Then I unfollowed her. Then this motherfucker blocked me. I'm like, bro, you have a private page. What the fuck are you doing all this shit for? Like, you think I'm gonna just stick around?
Okay. Yeah, Pharaoh sent this long ass fucking paragraph.
Yeah, we're talking about Vegeta's pride and shit.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I responded back because I respond back to most comments, but then it started to feel like this nigga was trying to argue with me, and I'm like,
you're just trying to make your point.
Bro. Yeah, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I believe what I believe. Fuck
yeah, like it is what it is. It's a difference of opinion.
Did she delete her comment?
What? You know which post it was on, right? Go back.
Yeah, it's not on here no more. She deleted it.
Oh no, I think she blocked the page. Oh.
Well, what a L. Okay, so basically, let's just sum it up. So, because it don't matter.
That's some bullshit.
But, so she went to the Short Story Long podcast page and she was like, well, you know, I want to basically in summary, because she deleted her comment. I can't read it. We didn't screenshot it because it wasn't that important at the time. Y'all don't allow y'all black men, black heterosexual cis men don't allow us to support y'all because y'all always being transphobic. He's over here following he as in the co-host.
Yeah. And just to add a little context to that, I've only posted and I've looked through my archives, like, two videos of, like, trans shit, right? It was an old nigga that was like, look, that's your life. You live that, but just don't come over here shoving that shit down my throat. I was oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was funny as hell, because it's like, when you see an old person with no filter, that shit is hilarious. I don't care what anybody says, because it's like, bro, what more do they have to... Like, nigga, why the fuck do they have to wash their mouth or wash their words? They live long enough.
Yeah, real talk.
Like, shit, it ain't no... Like, fuck, you can't censor them.
So, she says this, and so I... naturally, I run the podcast page, and I've seen it, so...
Yeah, he's Terry. He gonna do that shit that I don't want to do, because I'm not responding. I'm not doing that.
Of course, I reach out to him. I'm like, yo, what you do? I send him a screenshot of what you said. Like,
oh, wait. I think I got the screenshot. Yeah. I can at least show, like, one of the fucking messages. Yeah, well, one of the comments, at least. Shit.
I'm like, bro, what you do? Like, why she going crazy like this?
Like, well, what the fuck you do? Like, I ain't even do that, bro.
Immediately he sent me what he posted on his story. Okay.
You know, it's really sad because I love this podcast and supporting what y'all do, but http.gemini, if you haven't followed me, go follow me, insists on riding the wave of posting transphobic mess on his stories. Y'all won't let us support you. I'm over it. Now, at the end of the day, wait, go ahead, my bad, because I know you had something.
Damn,
that was one of the that was basically
that was the first comment.
Yeah,
and so I reached out to him. What you do? Because
yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, we are running a business here. We want to make sure that we satisfy people that are fans of us at all times. Pause.
Yeah,
for lack of better words too. But I reached out to him. He sent me the video. I watched the video, and you know, y'all just seen the video. I'm like, it's not transphobic to me.
It's just a difference of opinion.
Yeah, so he had his opinion. Who the fuck really cares, right? I think maybe
the only part that was discriminatory, I think she was looking more for discrimination or discriminatory terms, more so than being transphobic, because if you actually look up the meaning for transphobic, that's basically
So let me ask you this.
All right.
Why did you post it?
Oh, because I thought that shit was funny. And wait, real shit, I knew it was gonna have my story jumping. Cause usually I'll get like 80 viewers or some shit. Bruh, I got like 450 fucking views. Bruh, no, I'm sorry. Wait, at that time, 455. Nigga, in the morning, nigga, over like 700 views. Wait,
wasn't you going like viral at that time though?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Yes. So I was like, you know what? I feel like this is gonna like keep the people talking or some shit. I use social media literally as a playground to get like content. All right.
So I think what she felt like, and I hope I hope that we use them pronouns correctly, because I don't want to.
Nah, we're using it. No, yeah, we're using okay. it correctly.
I think that she felt that you were repeating a transphobic rhetoric because he was saying, I'm a man, I like women, he don't believe. I mean, yeah, look, I still think it's opinion, but that's offensive to some trans people, I guess.
Even my own, like, sibling has said, oh, well, that's just a difference of opinion, and I have a trans sibling. And they said, no, that's not transphobic.
So, yeah, we both agreed at that point after I've seen the video. Yeah. It's not transphobic. So I went back in the comments like, well, if that's transphobic, then shit, we both transphobic.
Yeah, well, I kid you not. I kid you not when I read that part, bro. I died. He was like, well, shit, if you think he's transphobic, then shit, me too.
like, fuck you mean. So,
Slam dunk.
I mean, she kept responding. I can't remember what she said. I'm so mad that she deleted the messages.
She was talking about no, she didn't delete them. She blocked us, so it took the comments. The well, only way you can see it is difference. If it's like, yeah, true. Yeah. Wait, hold on. You can probably check from like your whiskey dick page.
Huh. Wait, no, I'm on my main page.
You're on He's
looking,
Goals?
Yeah, I'm looking at the SSL podcast page.
Oh shit. Yeah, yeah, so she probably blocked all the other accounts created with.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Wow, wow. Okay, so she was responding to shit. Let me try to remember what she said. She said, so one of my main points in this was that it was a fucking problematic question in the first place. Let's be real. Sorry, trans community, but it's never been any history where this was a normal thing. Let's just be honest. And I guess we're trying to redefine what normal is, and that's fine. It was
definitely taboo back in the day.
Yeah, but and then that's fine. We're trying to redefine what normal is, but let's be honest. Most fucking Americans think this way. I'm sorry, they do. They really do. They think there's men and women. They don't believe in that trans shit. They don't know shit about that. Even niggas in the LGBTQ plus community don't know. They don't believe that shit either.
Look, yeah. Look, and I kid you not. Once I told my sibling, I was like, you know, there's people out there that actually identify as they and them. This motherfucker looked at me and said, nigga, what?
exactly.
Like, you say, I'm like, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make in saying that is that, okay, I get it. You can get offended. You are trans yourself. I get it. It would be the point she's trying to make about racism, which I guess she just don't really know us, because yeah. Not affected by it whatsoever.
Yeah, at all. Like, we were raised on South Park.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, tough skin is an understatement.
Oh, geez.
But, I get it if it hurts you to the core that way, but let's be honest, you gotta accept when you're doing something, when your lifestyle isn't something that's
acceptable to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if I'm walking around, like, let's say hypothetically I'm a blood and I walk around in a Crip neighborhood, I can't sit here and say, oh, why are y'all on my ass, or why are y'all trying to kill me and shit. Y'all shouldn't be trying to do that. Nigga, you're in their territory. That's the life you chose to live. So it's yeah. Like, granted, I do understand. It's definitely a difference.
It's hard to draw comparisons because of how the sensitivity of the subject.
Yeah, which granted, but I'm looking at it as it's a lifestyle that you did choose. Not all the time. Not saying that who you're attracted to or how you feel on the inside is what you chose. No, like making the alterations to your body or anything like that. The transition. You don't think
a woman or a male can grow up really just feeling in their heart that they are the opposite gender?
Yeah, I believe that can happen. Like, I don't, me personally, I'm just looking at it like, I don't see how, because it's just not.
Yeah, just don't really understand it. Yeah.
I'm probably will never truly understand it, because I'll never be in those shoes, but I'm not gonna sit here and like just shit on you. Nah, it's like, that's your life choice. Like, that's you.
At the end of the day, like, I know you personally.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a transgender. I do think you're ignorant sometimes. I do think you make statements.
Hey, I'm not ignorant sometimes. Yes. I'm ignorant. Right. I am as intelligent as I am ignorant sometimes. Depending on the person and the day, that's what you don't get.
It depends on what we're talking about, for sure.
You're such a genius.
You do say ignorant stuff, but when we both
analyze it.
No, in this situation, she's completely wrong. I think there was times during this podcast, bro, 120, 30 plus.
Yeah, episodes. I done said some shit. Yeah.
Oh,
I done
Jesus
said
Christ,
some, yeah, I done said some shit we couldn't put out.
But you know, one of the best things that happened, and because we faced criticism before over some things that wasn't, you know, probably said properly. I know sometimes we just don't convey out our points that properly.
Like, yeah,
it's not
like
scripted.
That.
We, you know, this is all organic, yeah, authentic shit
all
right
natural,
here.
All natural, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two Southside boys.
Yeah. But the guy that came to our YouTube page, and he's talking about, I think, episode 9 or something like that. It was one of our earlier episodes, and he, you know, we discussed a transgender topic we talked about. I can't remember exactly what it is.
I know.
But
I felt like I was definitely drunk.
Yeah, but you said some shit and he was disagreeing with it, and you know, I responded, and it was just this back and forth. Okay, this how you felt. Okay, let me acknowledge that. Let me understand that, and let me tell you what our perspective is in that moment. And we came out in the end having this still relationship where he still fucks with us, fucks with our podcast, etc.
It's like we're not gonna ever shy away from constructive criticism, all right? But what we are gonna sit here and stray away from is selective outrage. Yeah. All right, we're definitely gonna sit here and point that out. We, bruh, there was over 455 fucking people who literally looked at my story, and out of all those people, you are the one person that had to police my feed and then make it a big ass fucking issue when I have a verified gay person. All right, I don't want to sit here and say gay nigga or something like that, because I don't want to sit here like,
is he black?
Yeah,
he's a gay nigga.
Shut up. Like, either way, bro, I have a bunch of gay, transgender, bi people that are in the LGBTQIA community that follow my page. There's nobody policing me. Why the fuck are you policing my feed? If you don't agree with it, scroll past it. If you really don't agree with who I am or what I say or what I put on social media, unfollow me. That's completely up to you. But don't sit here and make it a huge problem or have that selective outrage on a business page when it happened on my personal page. All right? Yeah. No, come on, bro.
Especially if you truly enjoy what we do, because like she says, she does. Like, enjoy.
Obviously,
supporting.
You don't. No. What Drake say? You stay in your feelings is never my boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck you mean? You
clearly you don't. Like I said, you would have been mad a long time ago.
Oh God, like you never would have looked at this shit.
It's been much worse.
Yeah. I promise you, we got better.
Yeah, but I mean, you know. Shout out to her, I guess, and her, you know.
Yeah, God bless
future.
You and all your future endeavors and shit. But
I hate when we don't have, this is me personally, but I hate when we don't get to an understanding in these type of situations. But it just felt like she wasn't reciprocating the same energy to understand how we felt, and more so wanted us to understand how she felt. So
yeah,
that's how it felt to me. I could be wrong, but we never get to that because she blocked us. But we got to move on though.
Yep.
Oh, so you want to talk about this Will Smith thing, man? So
speaking of selective outrage,
so Will Smith, and this is not from his mouth directly.
Oh yeah, this is from his camp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know. It's kind of...
It's weak as hell.
Yeah, it's kind of a game of, like, telephone where you might say something.
This is some old PR shit.
Yeah, Will Smith might have said something...
Along the lines like, of this, but... Yeah. Yeah, they tweaked it and paraphrased it.
Yeah, so... And Poetic Flacco wants to claim to be a fucking a media guy so bad, but he never adds context to anything.
Nigga, you're a chat nigga. You're a glorified chat nigga, bro. You are not a journalist.
Okay, so... Will Smith is reportedly embarrassed and hurt over Chris Rock's comments in his recent Netflix special. I have not watched that. Have you watched any of it?
Fuck no.
Okay. We both.
But
the same
I've
page.
Heard. I've heard like mixed reviews, but the main thing that I've heard consistently, it was mid-word, Squidward.
Yeah. Me too, bro. I'm be honest.
And they
that
said,
sucks for Chris Rock too.
Like a motherfucker, bro. It's like, yo, they said at the end of the special, that's when he addressed the Will and Jada. So he did that shit on purpose.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, like I get it.
So, Will Smith was left embarrassed and hurt over Chris Rock's comments in the latest Netflix special, which reignited the controversy. According to a new report, the famed funny man used his latest stand-up special to verbally clobber Smith for slapping him on stage at last year's Oscar ceremony.
Wow, they really know how to like make it sound good.
Yeah, but Poetic Flacco did not do this justice. There's definitely more context.
He just threw a picture up. And that's
this nigga's not a media guy at all.
I think he has somebody else running the page.
He's not even big enough to be doing all that. Like,
you never know, bro. He a chat nigga. Chat niggas stick together.
True that.
But
it was a whole article. It was his camp saying, you know, basically, he held on to this. This is embarrassing for me, etc., etc. Will Smith, I know Will Smith had something to do with this. Not probably completely verbally that way, but he said something along the lines of these words. Otherwise, his camp wouldn't be saying it. Because why would they? It's his camp. Will Smith, you're being a bitch, all right? All right, like you slapped him.
Not me.
You slapped him in front of fucking everyone. Like
nobody remembers anything else from the Oscars besides you slapping the shit out of him. And this is probably like the fifth time we done talked about this shit.
I'm talking about the most viral thing that's happened in a long time,
bro. This shit is still gonna be going on 5 years later. We're still gonna be talking about this.
I'm talking niggas have freestyles come out the day after it.
I slapped the shit out of Chris Rock.
Slapped the taste out that nigga. Mouth.
Didn't even know what that nigga got slapped about.
Like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Like I'm talking the biggest thing ever. Everybody saw this. Everybody saw Chris Rock get smacked live on television.
Ain't niggas thought it was staged. That first of all, bruh, that shit, you went back around it. Watch it in slow mo.
Like, damn, did he really slap him?
Really slapped
his hang on, that don't really look fake.
Wait, it's like he said,
he slapped him down. Like, yeah, he slapped his face down.
He was like, whoa, okay, I should have beat this nigga ass.
He slapped the fuck out of him. Slapped him so fucking hard in front of millions upon millions of people.
So let me ask. Do you think if Chris Rock would have said, hey, well, after this, like, you know, the night of, meet me in the back, no cameras. I need my one.
Squabble?
Yeah. Like, I need my one.
Will Smith would beat Chris Rock ass, I think.
I still would see like to like hear about that squabble. Or at least like like if they had did a squabble, alright, and then he came out with the special, would it be corny?
And he talked about the squabble?
No. No.
Oh.
No. He don't talk about the squabble, but he just talks about the moment.
Well, I think what Chris Rock did was the best thing he could do, whereas he took the time off. Because I liked your point you made where if he would have went on a press run or did a comedy special right after talking about it, it would have been corny. We would have thought it was corny.
Yeah, you would have been lame as hell.
Yeah, but he took the time. He didn't fucking go everywhere talking about it. He addressed it a little bit. He made some jokes over the time that's passed, the year that's passed.
Make sure it's recorded on Audacity.
Huh?
Make sure it's recording.
No, it's on the other screen.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah.
I got scared, man. It's just that PTSD.
Yeah, I feel that.
I like because we got a really good one right now.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, we on a good roll, bro. I hate to fuck it up. But he made small jokes, but he didn't address it until this Netflix special.
Facts.
So I think he handled it very classy. Now, I guess they could have went in the back and squabbled, but they grown as fuck. Honestly, for Will Smith to do it in the first place was just cringe.
I don't care how old I get, bro. If you sit here and disrespect me in front of my wife, in front of my mama, in front of anybody that actually, like, I love and shit on national TV, you gotta catch my fade. I'm sorry. Like, I get it.
Fuck that. Because we gonna revisit this, right?
Okay.
This is some old shit, but we coming back to it. Sorry, niggas, that's tired of hearing about it. Hey,
I'm sorry.
But if you at a comedy show and the nigga bring up your bitch making fun of her or making fun of y'all or whatever, you gonna go fucking squabble with this nigga?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying if it was on the magnitude of Chris Rock and Will Smith on the Oscars, alright, like that's nationally syndicated,
but
millions upon millions of viewers watching this shit, alright, not including the people that are actually there seeing this shit live.
But the
that's too much embarrassment for me, bro. You gonna have to catch my fade.
The problem is he already made fun of Jada earlier in that night. He already made fun of everybody in the fucking audience. So that would work if it wasn't everybody getting roasted.
Wait. You know what? Now that you say that, it adds more context to selective outrage.
Yeah.
Chris Rock was a genius for that one.
But we did. It did come out that she had alopecia, so it added more context to why Will Smith would even get that mad about it. She has, you know, insecurities about it. I get it now. I get why he did that now.
You got insecurities about alopecia, but you out here telling people about August dicking you down in an entanglement and shit,
yeah,
and embarrassing your husband live on fucking television, but yet you want to have selective outrage about that shit. Fuck, girl, fuck you. Alright, fuck out of here.
Also, another point before we, like, you know, move on, because I guess we are kind of far in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we can do it. Yeah,
we're pretty far in.
Actually. We can do one more topic, end it off, and then start up like the second part.
Okay, okay. Also, another point is, yo, if I slap you and you shoot me, how could I possibly be fucking mad?
You can't. You gotta accept that shit, nigga. Like what you said, I'm gonna say, all right. I'm clapping back just with some with a hammer though.
Yeah. if you start this shit off and on a bad enough, you come in with bad energy, you can't be mad with even worse energy come back at you. That's just how it is.
Like, how the fuck you gonna sit here and think you gonna sneak Suge Knight and not get jumped? How do you think that's gonna happen?
You thought he was just gonna run a 101, nigga?
You know what I want, bitch. Like, fuck you mean? That shit dead. OV. Over with. Finito.
Let me get your vape though.
Hold up. Let's see. Oh, pussy in it? Like, bro, look, I still feel. And Will Smith is a fucking.
I think I got it, bro. Oh, that's not even funny, bro. Your tank good. I think I got it, bro. That's so sad. Yo, random blooper moment, y'all. This shit dead ass. I was like, I think I got it, bro. He tossed it to me. That shit said, boop.
Oh, but how? Like, damn, this nigga just wanna randomly open his fingers.
Okay. But I mean, I think that's all I got to say on Will Smith. I just think at this point, bro, you just gotta chug it to the game, bro. You took that L when you got emotional on a live stage like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say Will, you lame as fuck. Your camp was lame as fuck. Like, they definitely making you look lame as fuck for that. Like, nah, for real.
I think he has something to do with the camp saying that. I don't think it's just the camp just coming out of nowhere.
If he did, that's
this tastes like sour Skittles or something.
It's dragon mango orange. Or
damn,
something. Yeah,
I know. It's fire.
Yeah, it need more VG so I can get like more clouds. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna just still say, and I'm pressing the issue. You can't force anybody, or you can't tell anybody how to let something go, especially when you put your hands on them. All right, now.
Ooh, good example. Oh, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Like Snowfall. Fucking Franklin, when they had to sit down with him and Uncle Jerome, and he's like, you know what? I think we just call it square. You hit me, I hit you. That's like we is like, even. Like we just stay out each other's way. Yeah. Like, no, nigga, you fucking shot up our shit on our honeymoon. Like, I get.
But at the same time, it's like, look at what started this shit.
At the end of the day, bro.
Nobody wants to take accountability. They just want to look at, okay, we need to react.
At the same time.
Okay, right? I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I get it. It's a show. We don't like Louis over here.
Man, fuck that bitch. Fuck Louis, nigga. Fuck that bitch. Yeah. Like, I love the actress though. She fired. But oh god. But the character, man. Fuck Louis.
Yeah.
Bitch ass bitch.
Yeah. The character has pissed me off. Yeah. That's kind of a different thing because she did start it. But you get me though, right? Like, how would Uncle Jerome sit here and be like, all right, let's just drop it? Even though I feel like in his heart he does, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, because it's like that's his nephew.
Exactly.
Yes.
Is it my fault? Did she turn to the bitch, man? All right.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
That took me out. He was like, it's my fault. Bitch, man. Ass motherfucker, you out of date. I'm like, you did not have to violate this man like that. He lost, you didn't lose 70 million. He lost 70 million, though.
But shit.
Nigga, they lost some. Yeah. They lost $5 million worth of shit.
I don't want to get too deep in it because we can save that for the second episode where we don't have as much topics as we do now to get out the way. But my point in saying that is basically what I already said is that, bro, if I do something to you, I can't decide that it's over. I can't decide that you can't come back with force. I can't decide that. It's up to you now. Like, literally. Like the ball's in your court, nigga, and I put it there when I started that bullshit. So.
Yeah, so you got to get it back in play.
Yeah, like it is what it is.
So, just to wrap that up, you can't throw a stone, it hit somebody, and hide your hand.
Yep.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So, Will, you corny. Or your camp, corny as fuck, for that shit, even if you gave that weak ass, half ass, fake ass apology that we saw on YouTube, that niggas are still reacting to that cringy ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If I was Chris Rock, I wouldn't even accept it. I would need to have a face to face conversation with you. Don't sit here and, like, you embarrass me in front of the world. Yes, I appreciate the fact that you apologized, you know, basically to put it on the forefront. But nah, as a man,
that shit feel fake though.
Yeah, like, as a man, I need an actual, like, conversation with your dumb ass.
Yeah, what Will did feel like, oh, look, guys, I apologize. That's what it feels like.
Now, can we let it go?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Like, can we please just move on from this?
I'm trying to drop another movie, guys.
Like, I'm already banned from the Oscars for like 10 years. Nigga, that's your fault. Like, that's literally your fault. Nobody else's fault. Your fault. You can't even say Jada's fault, nigga. No, it was your fault. You decided to walk up there. You decided to sit here, open your hand, and smack downward, all right, and hit that man while he's live on fucking stage after he made a G.I. Jane joke. All right, you did not have to do that. You didn't. You chose to. You got emotional. Don't sit here and tell nobody how they should let that shit go. All right.
Oh God.
Fuck out of here.
All right. Moving on though. This has got to be, by far, guys. By far, one of the craziest things. And I know this happens more commonly than we see, but this is the craziest thing I've ever seen a mom say about her son. Now, Blueface mom. And it's crazy because it adds more context to maybe why I'm gonna explain later, but maybe why Blueface treats Krishan the way he does.
Yeah.
But anyways, Blueface's mom claims her man's dick is bigger than Blueface's, and she said that she will show pictures and everything to a bunch of fucking teeny boppers and kids and fucking, like, like, she's telling literally a live stream full of fucking teeny boppers that her man's dick is bigger than Blueface's.
Oh my gosh.
That is the, okay, so, I mean, it's honestly, now I think about it, it's not much to say, but Jesus Christ, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard any mom say. Just live. Sometimes I think, like, some people don't need internet. Sometimes people just don't need, it needs to be some type of verification
process. Yeah, you don't need social media. You need, like, a psych evaluation or something.
Yeah, you need
just, like,
something
before you
extra.
Go buy a gun, you need a psych evaluation
this,
or something.
Like,
yeah.
There's no way that you should be able to easily go on live in front of thousands of people and say shit like
that.
Just
say some shit. Like what
the fuck? What is wrong with
now,
you?
Now imagine if it was on the, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was a man talking about his daughter, like, oh yeah, my wife's pussy is wetter than my daughter's. Like, bro, what? Like, yo, how would you know that?
You know,
like,
what? Now that you put it that way, that is crazy.
Like, how would you know? That's some disgusting shit, sir. Ma'am, whatever the fuck. Alright, as a parent, you should not, that's the hottest take. Worst take,
yeah. Jesus Christ,
ever. Once you post it on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah, and we can't even say it's like young bitches, because she's like his mom.
Yes, like
she has to be like at least 30, 40.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, come on, you got
this is crazy. Like,
nah, that shit wild.
We obviously not gonna go too far into this. I'm really tired of talking about this shit.
Yeah,
whole family is controversial. Even the fucking dad, Krishan Rock's dad, is a fucking crash dummy. Got his ass.
He's a fuck nigga on the low. Fuck
yeah,
that. He a
he
fuck
is.
Nigga on the low.
He also beat women.
Yeah, he a fuck. Nah, he a fuck nigga on the high. All right, fuck that. Like, he a bitch.
But hey, yeah, I mean, whatever. The whole, yeah, it's just, it's too much.
Don't,
bro,
roll up on me.
I wonder if maybe he treats Krishan Rock this way, and I feel like he does love her. I feel like you wouldn't go to this extent if you didn't love her. I mean,
nah, he love her. Wait, what that nigga can't say? Hoes make money. Frankie a hoe. And hoes make money. I like money.
This is sad. I ain't gonna lie. It's a sad situation, but I feel like maybe she says crazy shit like that all the time, and maybe that's why he maybe has resentment towards certain women or something.
I can see that.
Maybe Krishan reminds him of his mom.
You know, it's funny. Usually, the person that you end up in a relationship with or something usually resembles some type of characteristics or traits from your parents.
Which is weird,
really
in my
weird.
Opinion.
Yeah, it is. But it's, hey, It's what you know.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just familiar, dog. Like,
do you see that nigga that,
oh, yeah, let me hit that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, add a little elbow grease in there. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you got the long.
I don't think we got like the same reach though.
No, you got a little bit more reach, just like a like I think this much.
Yeah, yeah, I mean it's not that yeah, big of a difference.
It's not drastic,
yeah. So do you hear about that nigga? That this is another snitching thing, right? We've been talking about snitching.
But snitching is gonna be a running yeah. theme or a running topic for at least.
It's always
a
been though.
Months. Yeah, at least until this trial actually starts.
It's always so. This is something completely different. So. There was a nigga, I don't know who YNR is, Young and Reckless. I don't know what the fuck. This supposed to be some gang or something, but
you sound like a.
These are brothers, right?
Yeah.
One of the brothers, they took him into an interrogation room for 2 hours and he 7 minutes. No, this is random snitching. Random snitching.
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. My bad.
He was snitching for 2 hours and 7 minutes, yeah. Then comes into his brother's interrogation room and tries to convince him to snitch. Now, this is the most awkward thing ever. First of all, what would you do? Right, they get you in an interrogation room. You in there, feel like you pinned to the wall. They in there for 2 hours. Right. He gets you to confess some stuff. Because sometimes it'd be involuntary. When people snitch on themselves, it's not always them. Okay, I did this. Okay, I did this. Sometimes they fucking... The police are good at trapping you.
Lawyer.
They will trap you. And they will deny you of your rights if they really have to.
Hey, quick. First of all, I don't want to sit here and say this shit, but at the same time, if you're going to be in the streets, do the shit right. Have a fucking lawyer, all right? If you're at least going to be in the streets, get money and have a retainer for a fucking lawyer if you're going to be about that life, all right?
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's all I'm saying.
Nigga, these niggas is broke.
No, there's some... I can't disclose any names, but there are some people that I know that... Street niggas, they actually do have retainers. Like,
bruh.
Actually, like $10,000, like on a retainer for a lawyer.
Bro, I need to see these niggas because that's like
I'll
the select
show you off camera. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, that's
camera.
A select yeah. few like street niggas that's yeah, making that's good actually, enough bread like, to yeah, do that.
Like, they actually like have emotion for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I'm not saying most for these niggas
like, and,
broke.
And even then, it's like, dude, know your fucking rights. Pro bono lawyer. The fuck? If you can't buy a lawyer, the court will appoint you one. Even though they're probably working with the fucking. You know, DA and shit to get you locked up even longer, but still.
Well, okay, if we're giving out tips though, if you're in an interrogation room for 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, they don't have anything
at all.
And that whole time you're in there answering questions or whatever the case is, you're snitching on yourself and you don't even know it. If they have you
would have been locked up in process.
Yeah, you're in there. Like, nigga,
you're just a witness. Wait, you're just a suspect at this time. They have shit on you. Even if they do have shit on you, again,
it's not enough to indict you.
Literally.
So they literally gonna get it out you in these interrogation rooms. And that's what happened with this young man that was snitching for 2 hours and 7 minutes. He found out that he snitched on himself during this his interrogation. And he's like, damn, fuck, well, I'm gonna try to get my brother off too. And that's why I go back to the question, what would you do in this situation? Shit. You and your brother get locked up. They sit you in an interrogation room for 2 hours plus.
Wait,
you
know, and it's saying? Me, my brother, and other people? And,
no, but they y'all in different interrogation rooms. And I'm pretty sure maybe it's other people in other interrogation rooms. But we're just talking about, because it's your brother, you have this relationship deeper
yes,
than the game.
I'm telling him to snitch. Yeah. And if my brother tells me to snitch, I'm gonna be honest with you. Oh, I don't know.
Oof.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know, because it's like literally once I said that, the repercussions like kick.
Yeah,
in. I'm
you're
like,
yeah. Wait,
I'm like, oh no, dog. Yeah. Like, if we signed up for this shit, I'm not trying to die. I'm not a rapper. I can't afford security. Like, I can't afford all the luxuries and shit to actually keep protection around me 24/7.
Yeah.
So I might have to just bite that bit or bite that bullet. It depends on how severe this shit is, honestly, all right?
If you're being real, it's already sad that you locked up with your brother on the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, he probably joined the gang because of you, to be honest, or your dad or some shit like that.
I beat my brother ass.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. Now I'm thinking about this shit. This shit actually pretty sad. And then you being an older brother, this nigga probably got into this shit because of you. You're like, hey, bro, tell him everything you know. And I mean the real everything, not just that bullshit. Like, Why are you telling me to snitch?
Like, you trying to get me killed? Like, you trying to get me locked up? You trying to get me set up, nigga?
I don't know. Now I feel a little bit differently about that. But
like,
shit,
because how would you feel? Like, all right, since you actually got like little brothers and shit, all right, well, a little brother and shit, how would you feel if that nigga did, if you was in that situation?
Well, it's hard. Like, it's hard for me to put myself in that situation because
I know you.
At the end of the day, I don't agree with gang culture. I've always thought it was stupid. Like, ever since I watched like my first gang documentary when I was younger, because obviously, like, you know, you grow up, you see gangs around you,
yeah,
you obviously start to learn more about the culture just being in it without being in it. You could just literally be a good kid in a bad fucking neighborhood.
Yeah, like, look at Kendrick, good kid, mad city.
Exactly, and gangs all around you naturally will learn about it. And the more I learn about it, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Who would want to do this? Like, who would want to be here living this life? Like, why?
Like, come on, dude. Get out the streets. There's so much more that you can do with your life. Like, look, granted, I was watching Sharp, and he actually makes content, or he even said when he does his podcast or interviews or just episodes in general, he wants people to walk away or take something away from this, all right, or actually, like, learn something. So if y'all could learn anything or take anything away from this episode, fuck the stop snitching, all right? If you're not about that life, snitch. If you, like, are in the streets, get the fuck out the streets, all right? Get your money, get the fuck on, because there's no love in it, all right? There's no reason why you're limiting yourself in this fucking box when you can make millions out here.
Or just see beautiful things. I was watching Soft White Underbelly, and it's gang members and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's basically, he interviews street culture, basically, and homeless people, whatever you want to call it, meth addicts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing a gang member. He was like, bro, when I got out and I went to the fucking beach, and that shit made me cry, because he didn't understand that there was more outside of his hood than fucking murder and fucking gang banging and all this bullshit,
yeah,
and crime. He didn't know it was that, but once he seen something that beautiful, actually brought a tear to his eye. So I'm like, bro,
that's a motherfucking double rainbow out here. Once you get out of that, damn, just because I'm all thugged out and shit don't mean I can't appreciate beauty in this motherfucker.
Oh God, bro! Like, once you get out of the hood, bro, you understand how dangerous that shit was for you mentally, psychologically, fucking physically. Sometimes, goddamn. But speaking of the hood, goddamn, John Morant wants to go back. God damn it.
Look, you can take the boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the young boy.
God damn, man.
Well, the young boy wanna be, cause shit.
Yeah, right. He was a fan of Young Boy for
look,
a long time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, look, he was actually like hanging with the real deal bloods in South Carolina, bro. Allegedly.
You talking about John Morant?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't agree with that, bro.
Nah, I actually saw videos.
I'm saying, I just don't agree with him actually doing that.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, bro, wait, one of the top six players, or at least top 10 right now in the fucking division. All right. Yeah. The top, one of the top paid. You actually like going on the salary cap. Wait, how much was his deal, if you know?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. Like, if you could possibly. Yeah.
Not the 193 million.
193 motherfucking million dollars.
Not to mention, he had a shoe deal too.
Oh my God!
Now what we saying? Had like he got locked up or something? He didn't get locked up. Let's just go ahead and nip that in the bud right here. There's just been a lot of controversy. He's been suspended for 5 games, I believe.
You
it was.
Are at risk of losing everything you've worked hard for just to give an image of being a gangster.
And don't nobody give any fucks, like any fucks at all, but the fucking dusty ass.
This is your and I hate to agree with Shannon Sharp on this one. All right, well, I'm not even gonna say I hate to agree, because now I just, when I say I hate to agree, because it's like I don't like the approach about it, because it's like you're getting on him like you're his dad. Yeah, you're not his dad. Yeah, all right, you got to chill out. You got to talk to this man like he's a grown man. All right, come on. But I'm gonna just say, dude, you are not in the streets. You are an NBA player who actually has a prominent career that can really elevate you and your family and change y'all's position, y'all lives, y'all livelihoods for generations to come. Don't fuck it up just because you want to have clout or you want to give off an image of you being a street nigga. Rappers want to be NBA players. They love that lifestyle. Wait, they love them. And just like NBA players, they love the rappers. Like, they love to emulate that lifestyle as well. Like, I get it. It's a double-edged sword, but you have to literally accept and understand where you are and what you are fortunate to actually have at this moment.
So, after all that bullshit, right? Because we talked about this a lot on the last podcast about, you know, him being in his big position, being a golden child, quote unquote.
You literally
kind of fucking it up.
You need to take it after Shaq. Look at Shaq and how he conducts.
You also said
himself.
That on the other podcast we talked about this. Yes.
Damn.
Yes. But so this is where the media lost me though, right?
Aight.
Because shortly after that, we found out he got suspended. All that shit. Who cares?
For 2 games, right?
Yeah, I think it was 5 games. But he had a gun. He had a gun in the.
And it was like a little .22. I can see if it was a 9.
But I also heard that he brought a gun to the arena too, and that's just not.
Nigga,
allowed.
Gilbert Arenas did the same shit.
Yeah,
which granted he got. Yeah, but it's like, yo, that man got robbed. So he's been robbed before. You can't sit here and put a fine on somebody's trauma.
Yeah, I mean, facts. Because I mean, Lil TJ got arrested for gun possession after being shot several times. So
nigga,
it's like,
I was robbed. I'm definitely walking around with a pole. Fuck
yeah,
out of
like,
here.
Why? Like, yeah, I don't get that either. It don't make sense as far as law goes. But that's another topic. I mean, I don't really agree with the gun.
Quick question: do you know what state there was in?
Lil TJ?
No. I knew he was in New York. I was talking about John Morant.
No, he flashed a gun on like Instagram Live.
Yeah, but what state was he in?
Do you know?
Okay.
Now, while he's doing the Instagram Live, yeah, I don't know.
Like, because they said they was at a strip club.
Yeah, he's at a club. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, either way it goes. It depends on the state and the gun laws and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
But it don't really matter, to be honest. Like, niggas got guns. Like, if I feel like as long as criminals have guns, everybody should have a fucking gun.
Shit, Charles Barkley, he even said, "I be toting. Yeah, I don't got no license." He said, "What?"
As long as criminals got guns, we need guns as far as Americans go.
He even said on ESPN, he was like, I got my gun on me right now. I don't think he said that. But
I'm
he definitely
say why.
Yeah, but he definitely said, like, yeah, I keep a gun. I keep one by me.
And completely understandable. Right to bear arms, I definitely agree with that. But now, you know, that's cool. You give or take what you think about it. But then the club owners of this random club don't really care to bring up the name of it. Well, it's actually two different stories with John Morant, but the other one don't really matter that much. I think we can, once I bring it up, we both gonna be on the same page.
Yeah.
But the strip club releases pictures of John Morant in a strip club.
That's some
no.
Shit.
Get this. He's in a strip club, right?
Okay.
Get in a lap dance.
Oh my god. What? Wait. Aren't strip clubs where the place where you throw money to get a lap dance?
Yes.
Oh my god. What?
Yes.
Damn.
Can you believe that shit?
And it was in wait. It was in the back room, right?
Yeah. Can you believe that he got a lap dance inside of a strip club? Like, who is this guy? Like,
wow.
What the fuck do you think he is?
You think he's some type of wise guy or something? You think he's some type of good fella or something? Like, what?
I can't believe it. Like, what?
Wow.
So that's when they lost me, though, because I was like, okay, now it just seems like y'all trying to put out anything to make him look bad.
Yes.
Which is cringe as fuck. Like, at the end of the day, he young, bro.
He's
like,
23.
Yeah, we all gonna have our criticism because he's at the face. So when you're famous, everybody knows what's going on with you. You got anything like happening? Apparently, he checked somebody for fucking with his sister at a high school volleyball game.
I ain't mad at it.
And exactly, that's the thing I was talking about where we both would agree. I'd probably check his ass too.
But at the same time, it's like,
it's a time and place.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword because just like Nate said, it's a time and a place. And also, you have to understand the position that you're in. You can't crash out like that. You can't have people that are around you crash out. You got to have somebody that you don't have on the camera like that.
Go
crash out. But y'all hear that from me.
With all this new shit coming out, though, don't they feel like they're trying to ruin this man's career? Like, that shit
definitely.
Weird. Like,
they're trying to blackball him. They're trying to publicly, like, humiliate him.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, he's young, bro. He still got a lot of room to grow as a man.
It's only because that man is genuinely talented and he actually is having his way.
Yep.
All right. And you can't, they just basically want to police a man's lifestyle.
Yeah.
All right. Now, granted, I do understand.
That's another form of hating, bro.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Like, hop off this man dick.
No,
like,
God.
Damn. Look,
bro, hold up. Speaking of fucking hop off this dick. Why didn't you tell me they fucking showed this nigga dick on BMF, bro? You like, bro, you gotta watch it. I watched this shit. This bitch pulled a fucking condom off his dick.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot.
Like, bro.
I ain't look, nigga. I looked the other way.
I didn't even know it was coming. I didn't know.
I was like, ah, that's nasty.
Bro, that's the first time I ever seen an actual fucking dick on, like, a show like that, bro. I think that's probably the only time I've seen
that. That was a strap on, nigga. That was. I don't want to know. That's like disgusting. 50, what the fuck? Wait, nah. Old Dirty Bastard did that shit. I think you're trying to like keep up with them.
But like, you trying to compete. Oh, good. Y'all not compete.
Yeah,
shit not close, nigga.
Oh, Joe.
I'm like, why y'all had to show it? Y'all could have made the noise and we would have understood what was happening.
Facts.
Like, why
like,
you had to
grown.
Show a fucking dick,
like,
dog?
Fuck out of here. That's nasty. Like, you got grown niggas watching this yeah, shit. This like, is the P-Valley. Like, all right? Like, come on, bro. Like, what the fuck you got going on, 50?
Bro, yeah, when that shit came on, I'm like, hold up.
Nigga,
that was a fucking dick.
And they showed it twice. I'm like, yo, come on, bruh.
Yeah, that was a wild one. I was immediately blaming you. I'm like, this nigga did not tell
boy,
me that there was
you.
A dick
I
in this.
Like, about this shit.
Hey, damn. Like, yeah. I would at least warn a nigga well, like, bro, that's a dick
I,
in here,
I kid you not. I forgot. I dead ass forgot.
No, shit, I forgot what we was talking about.
Shit.
Oh, John Morant. Yeah.
Yeah. I was rewatching BMF last night, honestly.
With the dick? You was watching.
Pause.
The dick?
Pause her.
But that was really gay for
it,
me.
It really was.
Like, it made
really
me feel
was.
Gay.
Yeah, I was.
Like, what am I doing watching this? Like, what has my life become? All right, I'm cutting that out.
Nah, that's a good blooper. That's a good blooper. Hell nah, nigga, that was funny. Like, I feel gay watching this. But, nah, like, nah. Nigga, that's a story for, like, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was else to talk about? You seen
fucking... but we can go ahead and, like, you know, just wrap this up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's about that time. About that time.
So, we appreciate all of our loving viewers, supporters, fans, anybody that actually takes the time out of their day, their busy-ass schedule, and just listen to us talk and bullshit and actually give our opinions about things. We dead-ass appreciate you. If you go to that YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and share for the algorithm, because it ain't been fucking with us like that. But, yeah. Like, we appreciate you. Like, real shit from the bottom of our hearts, all right? Instagram as well, SSL.podcast. Everything will be in the description below. Like, look, without y'all, there would be no us. All right, so
man, all my links will be down below. My camera doesn't fucking like. I don't have no space on my phone, so.
No, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.